Welcome to our first broadcast of the Late Night Live Chat Show, brought to you by myself, Cindy, and my co-host, Candy. We have a huge array of subjects to discuss over the coming weeks, plus some very special, quirky celebrity guests. However, tonight's topic is, do you ever wonder if you're sexually normal, and what is normal? There was a time not so long ago when one simply didn't discuss sex in polite company. Now it's hard to avoid the subject. It's easier than ever to talk about it, ask questions and seek professional advice. But do you actually need to seek professional advice? Although once taboo subjects, people now speak more openly about masturbation, homosexuality and bisexuality and an array of other things. Still, what people do in the privacy of their own homes and what they will admit to may be two very different things. What is going on with your neighbours? Don't worry about measuring up to others. The only measuring standard you need to do is your own. And welcome to the Candy and Cindy show tonight. We're really wanting all those USA guys to call in tonight.
We do.
And today's show is all about swinging. Candy and I have some very different views on this, but we'd like to know yours. So call in at 888-627-6008. For the next hour, you can also tweet us on @livechatbabe with your comments too. We want a lot of interaction tonight.
So what are your views then, Cindy?
I'm kind of on the edge on this one, to be honest with you. I've done an awful lot of things in my life that my mother wouldn't have been proud of, God bless her. But swinging, I've never done, you know. Of course, I'm interested in everything that goes on out there, but I've never done it because my theory is, you know, I quite like being watched.
You like being watched?
I like being watched, but I don't know if I like the idea of, you know, naked rising cocks in front of my face, you know, at the same time. And I'm sure it's probably not like that. I'm sure there is a protocol. But you know a bit more than me, don't you, about swingers?
There's different sort of things that go on with swinging though. I mean, it's not just, well, you've got sort of your wild sex parties, I suppose, but I mean, yeah. It's just I think it's quite healthy actually.
I do.
If you're going to be with somebody for the rest of your life, are you going to be content with sleeping with that person?
Exactly. Forever.
The same thing forever.
No. So no. I've got some stats, you know, to give everybody out there who's going to go, oh my God, it's Cindy's stats again. But hey, let's start with some. According to the estimates by the
Kinsey Institute, whoever they are, swingers account for 1 in 3 married couples, with numbers in excess of 4 million people in North America. Some experts believe there are as many as 15 million American swingers on a regular basis. 60% said that swinging improved their relationship. 1.7 said swinging made their relationship less happy, which is, well...
Yeah, but there again, you can have your statistics, but it depends on the individuals, doesn't it?
Exactly. Well, here we go. Approximately 50% of those who rated their relationship very happy before coming swingers maintain their relationship, become 90% happier after that. However, this study, which was only polled with by self-identified swingers, so it's of limited use to a broadcast, you know, a broader application to the rest of society, isn't it? I think, do you think it's more of an American thing than British?
No, it's worldwide, isn't it?
Do you reckon?
Everywhere. Yeah, I mean, I've spoken to plenty of people that swing. You know, I haven't yet come across anyone that said it's been detrimental to their relationship.
Have you swung yourself?
I have, yeah.
Yeah. And what was the experience? Were you on your own as a single person or as a couple?
I've done it as a couple and on my own as well.
Yeah. Okay. So that's good for you. It might not be good for everybody, might it? Because I have this feeling that if people go down this route, it could be detrimental to the relationship, because humans are humans, aren't they? And does it become that you might be attracted to another person in the swinger party and then decide to, I'm going to end my marriage because, you know, I've fallen for this one and she's sexier than me, you know, my fat wife or anything?
maybe you know, bigger people should swing with bigger people, then I don't know. I wouldn't have thought that's the fact, though. You've got to have a strong relationship, I think, to actually enter in something like that.
I think you do have to have a very strong relationship, or you know, is somebody, and you know, everybody could have a different view. Is one person in the relationship forcing people into a swinger relationship, or is it all about very strong couples that can deal with this? Because I think you do have to be strong. I do agree with you there. You do have to be very strong, because you could have a female or a male pushing you into, oh, let's go to this swinger party. And one might be more submissive than the other, or maybe just controlled. And then they get there and they go, I really don't want to do this, but I do want to do it to please the other, you know, whether it be male or female. And, you know, do you want to be poured by naked bodies all over the place?
Yes, <if you're>... please.
Well, I know you and 8 men. So come on, if anybody wants to call in, you call in now at 888-627-008. Come in and have a chat with us, yeah?
Yeah. Oh, dear. Wouldn't you want to be poured by loads of people then? You wouldn't, obviously.
I don't think I would. You know, I've had an experience which is more voyeurism than swinging, when I went to stay in a hotel one time. And it was like I was on about the 12th story of this hotel, and there was a big bridge right across. It was a city centre, and it was in the morning, and you know, the curtains were open, and I was having sex, as you do. And I realised there was about 7 or 8 men standing on this bridge, looking right through the window, and I went, oh. You know, I was a bit surprised at first, and then I just carried on with it. And then I spoke to a friend about it. And she went, oh,
really, you know that is like it's a term of dogging, but it's not. It's called bridging, and all these guys know this hotel on the 11th floor, so they will look in at you. Well, I don't mind that. I didn't mind that at all whatsoever. But I don't know. I just, that's okay. That's cool with me. I just don't know if I want somebody to be there right in front of me, naked, wanting to have a go.
But it's not about, you've got different aspects to it, haven't you? It's not just about, yeah. I mean, you've got your sex parties. But swinging is, you organise as another couple, whether it's same room or separate room.
Yeah.
Or, or a single person. I mean, a lot of couples these days are just into, right, they want male, male, female, or, female, female, male, sort of as part of the swinging as well.
Exactly. So, what we really want to know is, because we can chat all night, can't we? And we've got so many stories to tell. But come and call in. Yeah. Call in and let's see what your thoughts are on this. Because apparently there's so many US people who are doing this that we want to know what they think, don't we? Because we're, we're the UK Brit women. Maybe we're missing out on an awful lot.
you may be.
Yeah, you're never missing out. In fact, I'm so surprised you're actually here at this time. I thought you were going to still be at some kind of swingers party. Oh God. Right. Okay. So we're going to take a little break now, and we're going to come back with far more exciting things.
If you want to call us live on air tonight, simply call us toll-free on 888-627-6008 or call direct on 323-744-4831. Looking forward to your call.
So much fun here going on. Right, okay, we have another question to ask about swinging.
all about the morality and the spirituality, and is it health? Is it healthy? Anything like that? You know, people must call in and say to us if you're totally against swinging. Call us. If you're part of the pack that loves swinging, call us and say, why not? Is it against anybody's morals? Even though I don't want to do it, I don't think it's against any, you know, anything morally that I've got going on. Candy, what's your thoughts on that?
Well, I'm all for it. Like I say, it keeps everything alive, doesn't it? If you your marriage, you know, married couples going a bit stale. You're not going to, you know, if you get bored with each other, you're going to after a few years. I mean, let's face it, honeymoon period, which we spoke about before.
Yeah.
You're having sex constantly.
Yeah.
I know a couple that, I wouldn't really call it swinging. I suppose it is in a way. I speak to somebody that, him and his partner go on little breaks a couple of times throughout the year. I think the last place they went to was Prague. They organise with a couple or a single. I think he's just done it for his wife. Organised another male.
Yeah.
The biggest cock that you've ever seen, as he said to me, he's never seen one that big before. So he's got to see his wife in absolute ecstasy.
Yeah.
There's no chance whatsoever that there's going to develop into a relationship there because it's so far away from each other. But it's just something that they do a few times a year. They've organised with different couples to meet while they're away. They make a little weekend break of it, you know, like a bank holiday weekend away.
Yeah.
Have a whale of a time and come back completely in love and sexed up.
That's another thing I'm going to discuss. It's called like swinging on the edge, actually. And please call in. The numbers are 888-627-008. And yeah, we'll talk about swinging on the edge now, because that's might be a different thing altogether. You know, there's a variety of reasons why a couple would choose to live on the edge of the swinging lifestyle. It may be that they're more open-minded than their friends, or looking for like-minded folks with whom to engage. Perhaps they want to get a little inspiration for their sex life, and pornography isn't enough for them. They could be voyeurs, they could be exhibitionists, a couple are on the fringe of the lifestyle, but also testing the waters and learning about what's going on and determining if it will work for their relationship. Now, here's a question I've got to ask for all the swingers out there. How do you feel about these people who are swinging on the edge? If you are having a full-on sex party, a swinger party, and you get the people who are coming in going, it's just about ourselves, you know, we don't want to have sex with anybody else, but we're just doing it. Does that piss off, you know, the proper swingers who actually really want to, you know, merge with other people? I don't know. So that's why you need to call us in and give us all your opinions and tell us what you think.
I suppose that might piss people off, though, if they're going to a swingers party and the hosts of the party are actually just sticking together.
Yeah, yeah. Well, maybe not the hosts of the party, but if people are coming in, I can see this. I can imagine say, for example, I hosted a swinging party. And I've watched a really good one on Louis Theroux, actually. If I was, you know, doing that, and then all my guests were just going, we'll just stick with each other, wouldn't that not piss off everybody that was around there? Because they've come there for different reasons, surely?
Yeah, but I mean, there's still going to be, if you're in the party situation, there's going to be lots of other bodies to play with, so I shouldn't think it's going to piss too many people off.
Yeah. Here's a question for you. Do And we don't know this, Claire. This is why, Candy, this is why we need to talk to other people and get them call in. Don't most swingers group consist of older men or younger ladies? Older men with younger women?
Probably a mixture, isn't it? It depends, well, isn't it?
But you speak to a lot of swingers, don't you?
Yeah.
So what do you think that?
Well, they have parties. If you're talking about the parties,
yeah,
I mean, because there's different swinging, isn't there? You've got people that organise just to go and see another couple, or you've got people that they organise the parties. You've got different age groups that go. It might be organised for under 30s or over 30s.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah. And here's a question about, you know, because we know we have, you know, and I've got some stats actually on older people that swing, and it tends to be more older people that want to swing. Okay. But if there is, so imagine, you know, there's a swinger party advertised, you know, in, I don't know America very well, but if there's a party there, is it that looks become very important to the ladies if there's older men there? And also, if they're there, what are they doing there? Do men must be the money earners to afford the lifestyle and tend to be the older in business? So is it actually a pure lifestyle for everybody, or is it almost becoming that older guys go to parties to get young women, you know, and they can afford to do this? I do wonder whether it's all, you know, a bit about, you know, are swinger parties just, you know, a good hookup for, you know, women who want men with money?
Well, it can be, I suppose, to a certain extent. You're going to get this. I think more so you've got this, that's for the single girls, maybe.
Yeah.
Go to these. But I mean, I've spoken to quite a few people. I've got some guys that I speak to, and they've actually gone to swinging parties that only go up to 30 years old. They're not allowed in, you're not allowed in the door if you're older than 30. So the invites go out. You sort of like apply to go to the party. And if you're over the age of 30, you're not allowed to. You've got to send in ID photos. It's kind of like picking out the beautiful.
So it's almost like a business rather than a lifestyle.
Yeah, it is to a certain extent. Yeah, absolutely.
So what we really want to know is, you know, the guys and the girls who are listening out there, you know, to have their say. You know, are we saying, because we've heard these facts, is that true? Is it not true? You know, do you get your 70-year-olds who just really absolutely love it and have done it since the 60s? Or are you a man who feels like this is the place to go because I know I'm going to get sex, you know, and it can involve all kinds of things? So call in 888-627-6008. We really want to know your opinions on this. Candy.
Yes, Cindy.
I'm just wondering if it has become a business. I've looked at a lot of swinger sites, which, you know, you have to pay your subscription for them, you have to do this and you have to do that, and I don't find many true swingers on there. I find a lot of single men. I would like to see more couples if they're true swinger sites. I'm just wondering if it is proper swinging, or is it a way for just men to, is it just almost like another way to, you know, have sex with anybody?
Well, I'm actually on a swinging site, Cindy.
Yeah.
And
you're a swinger. Okay.
And, yeah, there's quite a few sites out there, but you know, you will find like the one that I'm on.
Yeah.
Is yeah, there's a lot of single men on there. The men outweigh the women on there. There are couples on there. I've had, you know, quite a few messages from couples, you know, wanting that extra female. So that they do look for the females. They're very popular. I mean, I've had sort of 500 messages in my inbox. A lot of them have been from single men. I think it's just, it is like looking for a hookup, really, to be perfectly honest with it. It's like a sex site, I think, more than it's become that way. As I say, I think the people that set up this particular site were actual swingers, but I think, I mean, there's thousands and thousands of members on there, but it's become more of a hookup site, I suppose.
Yeah,
really.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, I've got another fact here. From, you know, true swingers, 50 to 90% probably fail the first test staying with the one you brought. After you witness them pleasured by somebody else. So that is going to go, is it good for a relationship then? Or is it, you know,
that's again though, isn't it? Down to how strong your relationship is in the first place. To you've got to be very sure, I think, to try something like that.
Yeah. You know, what I'd really like to hear is maybe from a couple who have, you know, swung for years and it's really worked for them. Totally, you know, they're in the swinger scene. You know, I know it was great in the 60s, but I think it's probably even more prominent now. What I'd really love to hear tonight from somebody is to say, we've been swinging for the last 20 years and it has made our relationship fantastic. Yeah. Or call in and say, we tried it once, and do you know what? She ran off with another bloke. So call in on 888-627-008 and let's hear your views.
Yeah, please call in. That'll be great.
If you want to call us live on air tonight, simply call us toll free on 888-627-6008 or call direct on 323-744-4831. Looking forward to your call. We'll be right back.
Hey, we're back.
Yeah,
Andy.
Yes, Cindy. So, do you think that people that swing, I think maybe they're not so open about it. They don't want people to know.
That's a very good question. Do you come out or do you not? There's a lot of swinger sites out there that have the real photos, don't they?
They do, yeah.
Now, we also know, you know, in this day and age, that if you're applying for a job or have the employers can check your Facebook. Okay, so that's a whole different thing. But do you come out as a swinger, or, you know, do you like to keep it very quiet? Now, I think according from you, because you know an awful lot of swingers, don't you? They just get on with it, don't they? Get on with their life, and they have no guilt or regret that they're a swinger. Is that true?
I would say, yeah. It's different again, because you've got the different people that do it. There are couples that do it and they're quite open.
Mm.
And then others, they wouldn't want anybody knowing about it.
Yeah.
But
why not though? You know, this is the thing. I mean, much like nudists welcome those, you know, they like people to be nude, but they also accept people who wear textiles. Swingers can accept non-swingers, can they or can't they? I don't know. But the key must be mutual respect. So if you plan to attend a swingers party or a club and know that you're not going to choose new partners, that's fine. But does it really piss all the other people in the party off? I don't know. Mm. Because is it, you know, it's a question of, do a couple want to go there just because they want to be viewed? And that really upsets the whole dynamics of people who go, yeah, but I want to be involved.
I think, over here, from my experience with it, with the older crowd, you've got the couples, but then a lot of the times it is just the men that want to.
Mm.
Organise the parties. I know sort of like one particular guy, he's forever organising parties. He's got a couple every month.
Yeah.
He organises parties. He's in his 50s. His wife went through the change and doesn't want sex anymore. So you've got that side of it as well. They're doing that because...
Yeah.
They're not getting sex at home. The wife is quite happy and knows about it. But then you've got those whose wives don't know about it. You know, with the party side of it.
But saying that, there must be an awful lot of women out there that really get off on this, you know, and it could be the other way around, couldn't they? They could be absolutely bored of their husband, you know, and need fresh cock. So there must be a lot of women out there who are probably listening right now who are going, yeah, we're not having any feedback from them, are we? Which, you know, what we need to do, we need to hear some women calling in, don't we?
We do.
Yeah.
We do. But I think with what I find is, I mean, if you're with somebody, to see that person with somebody else, if it's the same room.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
That can be a real big turn on.
Can it?
You're busy with somebody, they're busy with somebody, and it's like, my God, it is a real turn on.
Really?
You go home afterwards and you can't keep your hands off each other because it's like, oh, I saw him do that to you, or she saw him do this. You know, it's...
That would be
I think it is. It can be a big turn on.
That would be a very...
They may do something that their partner doesn't do, and it's, oh, why don't you try that, honey, kind of thing. You know what I mean?
That would be a very trusting relationship, though, wouldn't it? You know, me being kind of a bit, well, I'm not moral, because I don't really have any morals, but... but I'm saying, if I had a partner of 10 years or something like that, would I want to see him, you know, having sex with another woman? And then coming
back
home
to the trust again, doesn't it? It goes
and then coming home to me and saying, "Oh God, she was so much better than you." I think I'll probably freak. Really?
That's why it could be nice to actually watch them. It's not a point of somebody being better in bed or having a bigger cock or anything like that. It's just the whole pleasure of it all. We're all sexual beings. Let's just, you know, go with it.
Oh, I can get what I can get what you're saying, but I do have, you know, I do have, it's probably why I've never done it, is going, do you know what? I don't really think I want his cock up somebody else's vagina, really. And I'm not sure, but, you know, I don't think I'd mind it if it was me. I just don't want, you know, somebody else seeing that. And I bet, but we don't know because nobody's calling in. I bet, you know, has any marriage or relationship broken down because somebody's gone off with somebody that they met on these parties? They could be, couldn't they?
Well, it's bound to happen once in a while, but
I'm sure it does.
It probably has.
Yeah.
It's all about, I mean, it's safe sex. It's, you know, it's not.
Is it safe sex?
Yeah,
that's a question.
It's safe sex.
How do you know?
Well, from experience. I mean, I don't think it's frowned upon. You don't go without a cover on it. You know, it's condoms all the way.
Is it?
Got to be safe sex in this day and age, haven't you?
Well, you would hope so. Yeah, but I don't know. That's why we need to know. We need people to call in and tell us, is it safe sex? Do they safe sex? Or is it part of the whole excitement that you just, you know, there's writhing bodies all over the place, and which is my opinion of it. And, you know, do you safe sex?
Yeah, safe sex. Has to be.
Yeah.
You can't afford to not to have safe sex these days. So, but, I mean, that's it. You are either into it or you're not. If one of the party, you know, if your partner's not 100% about it, don't do it.
Yeah, do you think these, you know, this, obviously if you're swinging, you're in an open relationship. Do you think they're in vogue now? I know they were in the 60s, but do you think they're coming back in vogue? Obviously the stats say yes, very much so. You know, people need to, you know, experiment more. Is it vogue? And is it with the youngest lifestyle, or is it the older people who choose?
I think it's with the older crowd of people. It's something maybe they've been doing for years. It is more about the swinging side of it. With the younger crowd, I think these days it is more about notches on the bedpost.
Yeah, I think so.
I look at it that way, I think, because there's a lot of youngsters now, you know.
Yeah.
Your young sort of 20s and, you know, older teens that are actually using websites and things like that as hookups, really, and how many people they can sleep with.
Also, I think there is, and I think we know this very much so, is that, you know, guys who are like 20, 22, 25 really do like the idea of an older woman, don't they?
And God, lots, really.
This is probably the best way to get one, and it's free.
Well, exactly.
You know, they can go and experiment with you know, husbands, wives, and you know, get it on, and obviously the husbands must like it. So it is safe in a way. It's not like having an affair, is it? Because everybody's agreeing with it.
It's putting spice into your relationship. If you're both agreeable on it, then it can be a good thing. If one isn't, then it's not. But there's plenty of men out there that love to see their wives with a younger man.
I agree, but does not jealousy kick in at some point?
Well, it all goes back to the trust issue. It always goes back to the trust issue.
Yeah, exactly. And this is why, this is why we want people to call in and tell us, you know, because we could be saying things that people might be saying, no, 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 no. That is not the case.
There'll be a lot of people out there screaming at them. On radio now saying, well, what a load of rubbish they're talking about.
what a load of shite. But yeah, you know, that is why we want you to call us and tell us, you know, this is not the way it is, or that's the way it is for me, or, you know, is it so secretive that nobody wants to call in? I can hardly believe that, really. Yeah. So,
I mean, have you, in your experience on the phones, and have you ever spoken to anybody that's been into swinging, or has told you of an experience? Or
personally, I haven't. I've heard a lot of fantasies about it. I haven't. You know, and this is why it's so funny that we're doing this show tonight and nobody's calling in, because I would absolutely love to hear somebody's experience. Are they so anonymous? And you can be anonymous. Or is it just an awful world of fantasy and actually half of it doesn't go on? I don't know. I'm believing it's all fantasy at the moment.
Well, it's not fantasy, but you've got... Also, I mean, you've got people that swing, that do it with friends. That, I mean, I speak to people as well that are actually swingers just with a friend. It's not actually a partner. So no. They can actually... That's probably just for hookup purposes, I should imagine. Maybe. As well, but... you know, they get together, they're just friends, they'll go to a party, or they organise a night with a couple just to sort of save themselves from going alone.
Yeah, true. Well, here's a funny thing. On my research of swinging, you know, seeing as I'm not one, not yet, you know, there's a certain terminology as well going on, isn't there? And one that I found out was called a daisy chain.
Oh, yeah.
do you know, Candy, what that actually means?
I do.
Well, tell us.
From what I know of it, it's regarding oral sex.
It is, isn't it? It's like a circular formation.
Yeah.
You know, so you've got man, woman, and both giving and receiving oral sex simultaneously. I must admit, I watch a lot of YouTube videos and I've never seen that happen. So, you know, if you've been in a daisy chain, call in and tell us how good it was. Because that kind of triggers, you know, my... bit of fantasy going on. I quite like the idea of that.
Well, there you go. They make a swinger out of you yet, Cindy.
Well, there's lots
of different things you can get up to. I mean, that's doesn't just apply to swingers, does it? Anyone could do that if you ever threesome.
And I've also heard of this term, bunga bunga, which is an orgy in which participants have sex underwater. As in swimming pool or a hot tub. So yeah, I'm definitely missing out somewhere, aren't I, down the line?
What's
a bunga bunga orgy?
Bunga bunga. I've never heard of that one before.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure there's probably lots of hot tubs, you know, in the whole swinger parties, aren't there? I saw one on a program with Louis Theroux, and there was a lot of hot tub action going on.
It's too bloody cold over here. I don't know that.
You know, you guys in the USA, you know, you're all happy and sitting there. It's late at night. And, us Brit girls are sitting in the freezing cold.
Maybe all the swingers are at swingers' parties, Cindy. That's why we're not getting any calls in.
That's a very, very good point.
They're all getting their end away at a party now, and while we're sitting here waiting for them to call us.
And just us, they're just going, oh, they can talk all the bollocks they like tonight. But you know what? I'm really happy getting my ends off. So I tell you what, we really need somebody to call in, you know, tonight. Just even if one person who gives their views. The number to call in is 888 0818. And we'll take a little break for now.
If you want to call us live on air tonight, simply call us toll free on 888-627-6008 or call direct on 323-744-4831. Looking forward to your call.
Back again, Cindy.
Hi, Candy. Right. Hi. Yeah. So we've talked about all the terminology, you know, that it's kind of broadened my mind, certainly. And yeah, there's also the thing about soft swapping. Does anybody know, you know, out there, soft swapping, where you are engaging in sexuality in the same room, but in separate pairs? Without any swapping of partners or other major sexuality between couples. Now, I could do that. I could definitely do that.
In the same room, so you've got other people watching you, but it's with your own partner.
Yeah, as long as they're not flapping their cocks in front of my face. You know, true. But, you know, if they're trying to spunk on my face, that might not work for me. It probably work for you, wouldn't you?
Oh, slut. Yeah, of course.
Oh, God.
The more cocks, the better, in fact.
Well, yeah, you want eight, don't you? Yeah. You have a fantasy of eight. Now, the thing is, even if you're a bit shy to call in tonight, you can call us after hours. You can speak to Candy and myself. You need to call 1-855-698-4702. And you can speak to us about anything you like. You can be a couple. You can be, you know, a single man. Anything you like. Yeah. So if you're in the USA, call us on 1-855-698-4702.
And that's talk to us about anything at all.
Talk to us about anything at all. You know, if you want to be really anonymous or really quiet, or, you know, you don't want to be on the radio, which is understandable. But if you want to go, yeah, do you know what? That's touched something in me. You know, whether you be an older couple, whether you be, a single man or anything like that, yeah, call us because we can actually chat about anything and everything. So, yeah, call us after the show. And Candy?
Yes, that'll be great if we get some calls, even if it's after the show.
Yeah, we really want to hear from the USA. You know, we've been so British for such a long time that we'd love to hear from some American people who've got their own ideals, you know.
We want to hear some of those sexy American accents. That's what I want to do.
Yeah, certainly.
I want to listen to those sexy voices. Come on, call us.
Call us, and also we absolutely love to hear people's experiences, don't we?
We do. And give us some ideas, you know, for different topics as well. If there's something that you want to, you know more about, so we can discuss.
Yeah. So yeah, that's the next thing. Is what's our next topic going to be? And I've got quite a few ideas. I don't know whether it would go down well with the public. You know, I'm more into fetish. Candy, you're more into
everything.
you're just such a general slut, aren't you?
Tart with the heart.
You are tart with the heart, and we love you very, very much. You know, so look, do not be afraid of calling us on end time, you know, when we're on live, or call us after. You know, we don't judge anybody at all. We just love to hear from people, and we love chatting. So please, please call us. If not now, call us after the hours. You can contact with all the numbers on BBS Radio, live chat, late night live chat, and just call us. All the numbers are there. And I hope you really, you know, enjoyed hearing about our views, but we want to know about your views. You've got a couple of minutes to call in. Yeah?
Come on, call us quickly. Call us after the show.
Call us in now, right now. Call us after the show. Yeah, we don't judge anybody whatsoever.